The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host.
Take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. This is the show where I get to have amazing conversations with amazing guests. One of them is here now. I'm continuing my conversation with Casey Diaz. He's the author of The Shot Caller, A Latino Gangbanger's Miraculous Escape from a Life of Violence to a New Life in Christ. Casey, the story is crazy, beautiful, amazing, and it's true. So you're telling me now the guy comes in there to kill you, and he can't do it, and you lead him to faith right there, the man with the shank in his hand. Now, I would think that in the prison world, they're going to put a hit out on his life, and they're going to put somebody else to kill you. So, I mean, what happens that day, the next day?
Well, for several years, 2 years, actually, there's these little notes that we used to write when we were put a hit or we needed something to be moved from one prison yard to another. They were called kites. And so I started to use that system to witness to other gang leaders in there. And shortly after that, one of the founding members of MS-13 came to Christ through one of those kites. And then another gang leader from a gang in South Central Los Angeles came to Christ. So there was about four or five of us that started to really witness out there. And we were going through the ringer for 2 years. But after those 2 years, over 200 inmates at New Folsom State Prison came to Christ. And there was a big celebration that took place in that prison.
This is just amazing. I'm amazed I have not heard this story, because this is, like, to me, this is national news, if the news were not crazy and avoiding this kind of stuff. But let me ask you, you talked about hard candy, whatever. What was what happened? You said that there's a...
Well, we would get jumped, you know. We'd be walking to whatever, an appointment or on the yard or to chow, and the next thing you know, there's 20, 40 inmates on top of you beating you, or they'll walk into your cell and do that.
And when did this happen to you?
Oh, countless amount of times throughout those 2 years.
And did you feel the freedom to defend yourself?
I try to keep my promise of not doing anything. And there's some details on that in the book that I go into, but for the most part, I just
It could have killed a few more people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the temptation came at one point.
Well, because they're sort of trying to kill you.
Yeah, and you know, it's overbearing, and you think. And I remember having this conversation with God, and I said this to him. I said, you know, I gave everything up for you. I gave it all up for you, and this is what I get. And if you ever tell the Lord something like that, you're going to get a response. And his response to me was, you didn't give up anything for me. I gave it all up for you.
He said that to you.
And that was a calming moment for me, that I came to understand that it was him that gave it all for me.
I didn't know Jesus could be sassy. That's like that's an amazing response.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing.
But it was truth that that bear witness in my spirit that he's right. You know, he gave it all up for me. It wasn't the other way around.
Oh man! So you said this goes on for a couple of years, and a lot of people come to faith in Jesus as a result.
Yeah.
Of your standing on that table and being willing to risk your life. I mean, you risk your life. You basically, at that point, gave your life, except God gave it back to you.
Yeah. And it's by God's grace that I ever made it out for parole and made it out here.
So what happened at this point? You said you go before a parole board. I mean, you're going through living hell for a few years there, although you're so on fire in your faith that you are converting others in the midst of this situation. How do you come up for parole at this point?
Came up for parole on this particular morning. I didn't know that, it was just, to me, it was just another parole date. You go every year. Some of us go every 3 years. Some of us every 7 years. So to me, I had no expectations of getting out anytime soon. But at the moment that I got paroled, it was a sure surprise. In fact, one of the questions that one of the members said was, why should we let you out? And my response was, you shouldn't. I deserve every minute that I have in here, ordered by the court. In fact, I think that I should have been dealt stronger, and a bigger sentence should have been given to me. So I don't deserve freedom at all, and I'm okay with that. And that is the moment that I was granted parole.
Did they know your story? I guess they have been watching what's happening.
They had watched. They had seen, prison guards had seen there was riots that happened. I mean, there's so many stories that I share
in the book.
Yeah, that God just, his supernatural hand upon my life. It was just one miracle after the other.
Apart from your book, has anyone told these stories of this revival in this gang prison?
I've been sharing it since the book release. I've been all over the country sharing it.
Because this happened how many years ago?
Over two decades.
And we've never heard this story until now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, as I said, to me, this is national news. This is big stuff. And it's kind of amazing that nobody knows about this. All these guys. Now, so you get out. And now what? You get out to what? What's your life?
I get out to nothing because I have nothing on it. So I moved out to a little town in California where I didn't know anybody and nobody knew me. I looked out for a church. I sought a church. I finally found one and got plugged in. Francis Proctor was still with me.
See, that's amazing. Yeah. This woman is the hero.
Yes, she is.
She's going to have a big mansion.
Yes, she
but when we're in heaven, we won't have jealousy, so we're not going to be jealous
because we'll
she
be all
deserves
right.
it. I mean, can you imagine that this woman, it was her prayers. I mean, it's that simple. Like, that's the power of prayer. That's an encouragement to me. Wow.
Yeah.
So you stayed in touch with her.
Yeah. In fact, that whole prison ministry that would go there was at my wedding when I got married. They were all invited. They were all.
Yeah, well, I would think they should be. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So how long were you out? What did you do for a living once you get out?
My uncle owned a hardwood floor company, so he hired me. I worked there for, minimum wage. But I'll tell you this, my first paycheck, I had never made a dollar, honestly. So this was my first paycheck where I had worked a 40-hour week. And it was one of the best feelings that I ever had.
And you, how old were you when you got out?
I was, I think, 24 or 25, somewhere on there.
Man, you lived like three lifetimes before that age.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. So, and how long were you in that situation? Because now you're going to this church. You're in touch with this woman who had been coming into the prison. And how long you got married, obviously.
I got married, yeah. So I'm surprised, too.
You got married. And where were you at that point? How did you meet your wife?
I met my wife at church. She's Lebanese. She comes from a Muslim background. She was the first one to convert to a Christian faith in her family. And
from the Muslim background.
Yeah,
right.
From a Muslim background. And we met at church, and we started to work together in the youth ministry. And after that, we ended up getting married, and we've just finished celebrating our 20th year anniversary, and three kids later.
Three kids later.
Yeah, I have two daughters and one son.
Yeah.
I have one daughter that's at Azusa Pacific and the other one at Biola.
We're going to do another segment, folks, so hang on. We'll be right back with Casey Diaz. The book is The Shot Caller.
I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Are medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Texas show. Final segment with Casey Diaz. The book is The Shot Caller. What an unbelievable story. It's very humbling, Casey, to hear a story like this on so many levels. And it must be humbling for you. You say, why? Why would God come to me in such a dramatic way? I mean, so many people wish God would speak to them, and they even say, God, please speak to me. And they don't hear voices. They don't see, you know, films projected on the wall. I mean, you... It's like God lavished his attention on you, and here you are.
Yeah, it's definitely God's mercy and his grace. And the word that you just used, that just, because that's exactly what he did. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, well, it's you know, theologically speaking, it's always for his purposes that he uses us. He knows he can use you, and he's using you right now. I mean, there are people listening to this story that they've never heard a story like this, and if they have a brain, they're listening, and they say that's meaningful. That's, you know, what does that mean to me today? I mean, the woman that came and visited you and prayed for you, how did you track her down?
I didn't know I was getting paroled at that time.
Yeah.
And so I looked them up, and I went to their Sunday service. I surprised them. So she had no clue. I walked in. It's a predominantly – well, it's not predominant. It's a Black Baptist church.
Yeah.
So when I walked in, I stood out. And I walked in when the service was in full gear. And so when I walk in, I mean, from the back row to the front row, everybody's, you know, turning around looking to see who's just walked in. And she was sitting in the front row with the prison ministry. They were all leaders in that particular church.
And where's this church?
What part of on Adams, in South Central.
South Central.
Yeah, South Central Los Angeles. So I walk in there, and I mean, the church just exploded in tears.
They realized who you were. Unbelievable. So you... you met your wife in your church, and you have three kids.
Yeah.
Your life really couldn't be more different. What have you been doing all this time now? It's been over 20 years since you got out.
I've been pastoring for the most part. I started in youth as a youth pastor, then as a young adults pastor, and then I planted a church, and then I merged that church with a Foursquare church in Burbank. And so I've been I'm the community pastor there right now.
And what kind of a church is it?
Foursquare. Yeah.
In Burbank.
Yeah.
Burbank, California.
Yeah.
Beautiful Burbank. Okay, so in the book, you give a chapter on how parents can keep their kids out of gang life.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I think it's important. You know, we look at the news, we watch the news. I mean, just recently, right, in Maryland, I believe, a gang stabbing and where lives were lost. It's a problem. It's a continual problem. And I think that, you know, and I'm looked at, even till now, there's gang members that will post things, you know, and I see them, stop talking or, you know, get off of Fox News. And you know, I've been there quite a couple of times, and they don't want me to expose that kind of stuff. But I have a duty, I believe, and a calling from God to step up and to do whatever it is. To expose that kind of darkness.
Yeah.
It exists in our society. It's dangerous. And I think the church and every Christian needs to be aware that these activities can be at least stopped, if but for moments.
And the most obvious thing, I mean, if somebody says, hey, what's the answer to all the violence? Well, here's the answer. Yeah. Jesus.
That's right.
And fathers.
That's right.
Fathers and families and marriages staying together. Like, that's the answer. I don't know how we get it, but if you want to know the answer, that's the answer.
And it's that simple.
It seems so obvious.
Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, it's men being men, staying put in the family, not, you know, going outside of their marriage, being committed to Christ, number one, and then bringing up leaders in these kids, mentoring them, being part of them, not just providing, but being part of their life. I enjoy my kids, and I've had God has been so good to me. I've been able to be at every rehearsal, every team sport that my girls and my son are involved in. And my girls and my boy are all believers. You know, I haven't forced it upon them. I think that as a Christian father across America, across the world, if we're really Christians, those kids are going to see it, and they're going to follow. They're going to truly follow the Lord, and I've seen it. I'm an eyewitness. I mean, my daughters, for instance, I have a 20-year-old daughter, 19, I'm sorry, and she, you know, she's following the Lord. She's out of the house. She's in college. She chose a Christian university, and she's walking the walk. And my other one is at Biola. It was her desire to continue in the faith, to continue a Christian education. So I see that, you know, and I think it has everything to do with, one, putting Christ first in my life, in my household.
You mentioned that this book already people are talking about a film. That has to excite you, the idea that the suffering and the beautiful hand of God in your life, that more people can hear about this.
Yeah, you know, from the beginning of even drawing out the book, our desire, the whole team that's on board with this book, and in my heart was, let's tell the world what Jesus can do. That's the message. Jesus is still the answer. He's still the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through him. That's plain and simple. And if we could do that through this book and through a film, that's we have won.
Oh, well, I'm just thrilled that you finally wrote this book, because your story is unlike any I've really heard, and it needs to be told. I mean, there's so many people today debating, what do we do about this and this and this and this? And, you know, your book is a big part of the answer. Now, I have to ask you, you know, as somebody who came from Guatemala, how do you feel living in L.A. now about the idea of a border wall? Do you have anything to say about that situation?
Absolutely. I'm all for it. I mean, I think that, you know, here's the thing. I don't think that America is telling people, we don't want you here. That is not what America is doing. What America is saying, we'd love for you to come, but those are the turnstiles. You need to come through them so we could check you out, so we could do some vetting. And then once the process has happened and taken place in your life, then you're more than welcome to come in here, and we're going to support you, and you can follow that American dream. America is the only country, the only nation that allows people to come from anywhere and build a dream here. So, we are a blessed place to be at. I'm evidence that, you know, God gave me a second chance, and it would be wrong for me to not state the obvious. This is a beautiful place. It is a merciful place, and it's a place that God's hand is upon still. Yeah, we have our kings here and there, but there's no better place than America to build a dream.
Well, I mean, you're a living example of that. I know you also have a business, so you're not just pastoring. And your business is what?
It's a sign company. It's Samia
Sign. Yeah. A sign company?
Yeah.
And what is the name?
Samia Signs. And
Samia. I'm Greek. I know what that means. Samia.
We've been doing that.
But where did you get that from, the Bible?
No. I found it there, but that's not how I purposely named it, because my first daughter, her name is Sam, and my other daughter is Mia. So I just kind of joined them and went Samia. That's how that happened.
Yeah, that actually that sounds like a miracle, because I don't know if people are paying attention, but the Greek word Semeia means flag or symbol or sign.
And that's, oh, wow, I had no clue.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I'm telling you that now on this program.
That's breaking news.
People, that's the most hilarious thing that has ever happened on this program. You're serious.
I'm dead serious. I did not know.
So the name is Semeia Sign Company.
Yeah.
The Greek word Semeia, okay, it means the flag, the sign, the symbol.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
That's a miracle right
that's
there.
That's cool.
You named one kid Sam and one Mia?
Mia, yeah.
I'm speechless on my own program. I can't even. That, Casey, that's just straight up nuts. All right. The book is called The Shot Caller. It sounds like God is the shot caller at this
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
Is that true? Is that at the end of the book? I mean.
Yes. That's the reason why the real name is ultimately God is the ultimate shot caller. He's the one that decides, you know, he's a life giver, man. And he's the one that directs our path. Absolutely.
He's the one that writes our names down
yep.
someplace. Wow. Casey Diaz, just really a privilege to sit with you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your obedience and writing this book, because we know that all this happened to you in part so that many others could hear it and their lives could be changed. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's near beyond the moon.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States has blamed Iran for the weekend assault, which halved Saudi Arabia's oil production and threatens to fuel a regional crisis. A Saudi military spokesman is also blaming Iran. Purdue Pharma has filed for bankruptcy in the first step in a complex, multi-billion-dollar plan by the maker of OxyContin to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's deadly opioid disaster. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker have agreed to wrap up talks on securing an elusive Brexit deal, but the two sides have given starkly different assessments of how far apart they are. Israel headed toward an unprecedented repeat election on Tuesday. Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party in a tight race with the centrist Blue and White party. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and And you never know who's going to stumble into the studio, and I'm going to say, hey, would you sit down? I'd like to talk to you. Today I have the privilege of sitting here with Benjamin Watson. You may know him as a tight end for the Patriots. You may know him as the father of seven. Benjamin, welcome.
Hey, man, surprises all the way around, but a right? good surprise.
It's a good surprise.
Good to be here
with
you.
I didn't know you'd be here today, really, and I've only seen you in the news recently because of the Drew Brees flare-up over his daring to invite people to take their Bibles to school. A guy like that should not be walking around on the street. So I got to tell you right now, it's very scary. And also, he had the nerve to be partnering with Focus on the Family. We all know it's a very dangerous organization. And I know personally, because I'm friends with the head of it, Jim Daly, very scary guy. So I'm being sarcastic. Benjamin, you were on TV the other day talking about this, because when Drew Brees was attacked for doing something beautiful, you said, I want to defend this because there's nothing
of course.
terrible. But so what did you have to say? I mean, you've been a person of faith most of your life. You're very serious about your Christian faith. So this must have hit close to home for you.
It did, for multiple reasons. Obviously, Drew is a former teammate of mine and a close friend, he and his wife, Brittany, and their family. I know Drew's intentions. I know him personally, like I said. And we live in a country with religious liberty. We live in a country where we are afforded the luxury. And I say luxury because most of the world is not like this. Many Christians are under persecution, but we're able to bring our Bibles. We're able to talk about Scripture in the public square. We are able to attend church services with our children freely without fear of persecution because we live in this country. And so to simply on October 3rd is Bring Your Bible to School Day. I remember last year my kids brought their Bible to their school, and what Drew was doing was encouraging kids to do that. Here's someone who is a father, a believer, someone who's a leader in the community, not just in New Orleans, but nationally, and has taken it upon himself to join with Focus on the Family to promote this. And you can imagine how many children, not just in the New Orleans area, but around the country that are seeing this and say, wow, you know, this guy is doing this. This must be a good thing. And anytime we can promote people being engaged with Scripture, which is truth, it is a positive thing.
Well, it seems to me that you said this earlier, that it's not so much that people were attacking Drew Brees for encouraging kids to bring their Bibles to school. They were attacking him because of his affiliation with Focus on the Family. And it's a very bizarre thing to suddenly be living in a time in America where people have a problem with a biblical view of sexuality, and they're trying to demonize people like Drew Brees who dare to believe what the Bible says about human sexuality.
Well, there's definitely an agenda there, an agenda that has been laid out in several publications years ago of how to enforce or push this narrative, and how to turn those who believe in biblical values, demonize them. And it's not just that we are okay with you believing something different. No, we have to turn and say that you are hating us. My issue in the article was with the word hate. Focus on the Family does not hate people who have same-sex attraction. It does not hate people who engage in a number of different activities that are not prescribed in Scripture. Look, we all fall short. The Bible says we all fall short of the glory of God, and we are saved by the blood of Christ. It also has a long list of things that are outside of God's best for us, including homosexuality, including drunkenness, including promiscuity, including greed, including a bunch of other things that are in that list. And it doesn't mean that we hate people that engage in those things, because such were some of us, but we were washed. What it does mean, however, is that there is a certain standard that is laid forth in Scripture that we all hold ourselves to, Focus on the Family included. And it's not about hating anybody else. It's saying that, look, this is the standard we want to live by. We want to uphold biblical marriage, which is one man and one woman. And we want to love everyone who is not in that sort of relationship, including some people who are inside the church.
Well, I was going to say, what I find fascinating is we're living at a time now where people who disagree with what the Bible says, it's basically how you put it a moment ago, they're not really content to agree to disagree. They want to use the force of law or the force of the culture to bully people into agreeing with them or apologizing for not agreeing with them. And it offends me as an American. I mean, my parents came here from countries that are not they were not free in the way that we are here. So they taught me to appreciate what we have here. So the idea that in America we could say, if you don't say what I want you to say, we're going to make you pay. Yeah. And I thought, this is a dark day for every American. It's got nothing to do with your view of biblical sexuality. It's a separate issue. The point is that once you can force people to apologize, or it really is it's unhelpful to a free culture.
Yeah, the Bible says in Romans that all things work together for the good, but it also says in the book of Acts that persecution spread the gospel. And so what we've seen in the recent days after this whole thing has happened, we've seen an explosion of those who are like-minded and those who do believe come out in support not only of Drew, not in support only in support of Focus on the Family, but also in support of those who believe these tenets that are set forth in Scripture. But also it's given many a chance to have these conversations with those who are in the homosexual community, or maybe those who are not do not have same-sex attraction, but maybe those who still don't believe what the tenets of a Focus on the Family. Is giving them an opportunity to engage. And I think that for those of us that do believe these things, it's incumbent upon us. Look, obviously, we're not going to convince everybody, and that's not always the goal. But our goal is always to extend truth and to extend it in love. And we need to be mobilized, especially at a time like this. So we've seen more opportunities because of Drew deciding to advocate for bring your Bible to school.
Amen. And I think that people of faith just need to be far bolder. Don't apologize for the most beautiful thing in the world, which is your faith. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Benjamin Watson. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking to Benjamin Watson. You may know him as a tight end for the Patriots. I know him as the guy who came in here today to interview me about his film. It's kind of funny. It's called Before the Fall on the abortion issue. And we were talking about that. And then I said, I want to talk to you on my show. And so thank you for your time.
I want to
ask you, we've been talking about the controversy with Drew Brees and so much to say on that. But a few nights ago, I saw you talking about that on the Laura Ingraham show, and the conversation took a turn, which I think surprised Laura Ingraham. I was fascinated by what you said and agreed with what you said. Tell us, if you don't mind, what the article was about and what you were talking about.
Yeah, there was an article written in The Atlantic by a journalist named Jamil Hill. She used to work with ESPN. Now she's with The Atlantic. She writes a lot about race and culture, sports, those sorts of things, and many things that are considered, you know, quite controversial in today's age. And I was talking on Laura Ingraham about it. She wrote an article recently talking about HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, and talking about
Jamel Hill wrote the article.
She wrote the article. And her premise was that these HBCUs that have been suffering really since the 70s and since, you know, the widespread, you know, integration, how they've been suffering financially. Many have closed down across the country. There are many that are stalwarts like Morehouse and Howard, institutions that have produced 80% of black professionals, 50% of lawyers, 50% of doctors, even a presidential candidate in Kamala Harris this year went to Howard. You know, organizations that have, universities that have produced many of the biggest and brightest African Americans, largely because those were the only options for African Americans to attend before integration.
Right.
And her assertion was that in light of college sports, collegiate sports, a multi-billion-dollar industry, if black athletes decided to leave historically white institutions like SEC schools or Big Ten schools and go to some of these HBCUs, what type of revenue driver would that be? Not only into those universities, but into black communities, which are suffering, especially when we look at the average net worth of a black family to a white counterpart. You're talking about a 10-to-1. Still, we are in 2019, which is, I don't know, 70 years, 60 years after the Civil Rights Movement. There's still this great disparity. And she was talking about bringing revenue to those communities, and there was obviously a big, anytime you talk about race,
yeah.
You talk about somebody leaving something, there was a big backlash. And I actually agree with many of her arguments in the article.
Well, I think that shocked Laura Ingraham and most of the Fox viewers, and it shocked me, but I found myself agreeing with it, because I remember when I had heard that to begin with, I thought historically black colleges in fact are struggling. And I guess my point of view, and we were talking about this in the green room earlier, is that, you know, it's really not a black or white issue, but there are big colleges making tons of money off of students. Now, they happen to be athletes, but they are students, and huge money is being made by these institutions, many of which are already extremely wealthy. And so I think it's correct that Jamel Hill brings up the issue, in a sense. What is that athlete worth? In other words, here you are, you know, you say you're giving them an education. You're really giving them an opportunity to make you a ton of money. What would happen if that black athlete went to Morehouse or to another school? Would they bring that value to that place? And I found myself cheering the idea. Now, the conservative narrative, sometimes people jump onto a narrative, and the narrative is like, That's so stupid. It's segregation. Here you have, you know, blacks or liberals calling for segregation. And that's really not fair in this case.
Yeah. I mean, it speaks to the agency of the athlete. And by that, I mean athletes, myself being one of them. I went to two historically white institutions. I went to Duke University for a year, finished up at the University of Georgia, a school that has about 7% African-American. And when you look at the black men there, probably about 2 or 3%, and most of those are athletes. I was one of them. I remember sitting there on a field and looking around and seeing everybody in the stands and wondering, wow, how much money we are generating. And although I don't regret my decision at all, I enjoyed my time at both places. Yeah. I feel like it put me in a great place to start my life and with my family. What she was saying, I think, has a lot of merit. And so there is a narrative that this is segregation, but it's important to understand that segregation is government mandated. This is not segregation.
Right.
This is not a law.
This is free choice.
Exactly.
This is free market.
Exactly. This is free market. And it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Well, let me ask you this. I think, to be fair, this is not part of the grievance culture. In other words, it's not that they milked you and they got this money out of you. I mean, the fact of the matter is they give other black athletes gigantic opportunities. There's no question. So then the question becomes, if I'm a black athlete going, making a decision, where do I go? Yeah. The question is, why would I go to a historically black college? Can they give me incentive to where it's worth going there? Isn't that the question?
Of course. And I believe that many of them can. But I also believe that I don't think she was begrudging any athlete of that decision.
Yeah.
When you go and you look at Alabama, and then you go to Florida A&M, professors, solid at both places. Facilities, there's such a difference. If I'm an athlete and I walk into an Alabama and I see the fields, multiple fields, and I see the weight room, huge weight room, and I see this and that in the stadium, and I know I'm going to play on television every single time, I'm going to play for a national championship, those things will lure you. So I don't think she's saying anything about the athlete, but the hypothesis is, look, we are in 2019, again, it goes back to economics, and we've tried so many different things. And we talk about discrimination that continues to happen. And we talk about incarceration. And we talk about all these things. And economically, blacks are still suffering in a way that was not predicted probably during the civil rights era. We thought we probably would be in a better place. And this is one way she's thinking, oh, wow, you know, this hypothesis, I think it obviously is in a vacuum.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely some merit to it.
I was going to say, I think it's a legitimate hypothesis, and there's a lot of merit to it. I don't know where I would come out ultimately, but I just thought it was fascinating that you were boldly, bravely really agreeing with that. And, you know, I wouldn't be talking to you about it right now because I just think that it made sense to me. And it is a free market idea,
definitely.
Ultimately. The optics of it can be weird, you know. But
I think that part of it is about rebuilding these institutions and understanding that they have value. How can we rebuild those institutions? How can we make them stronger? How can we make them more competitive?
Right.
How can we stop them from closing down? Because, again, if you look at what they've produced and you look at Martin Luther King Jr., who went to Morehouse, and you look at all these great Americans, there's value in these organizations. And it's a shame to see them fall by the wayside.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Benjamin Watson, God bless you. Thanks for giving me your time.
Thank you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says it's too early to talk about impeachment proceedings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
A number of prominent Democrats called for impeachment after a New York Times report raised new but uncorroborated allegations of sexual assault. The Times has since published a correction stating the woman involved in the alleged incident doesn't recall it. Nadler says the committee is focusing its attention instead on the possible impeachment of the president. FBI Director Christopher Wray is scheduled to testify before the committee next month, but Nadler says the primary focus of that hearing will be whether Kavanaugh lied to Congress during his confirmation hearings.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, is calling the attacks on key Saudi oil installations over the weekend, quote, a direct assault on the world energy supply. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all five books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
It's dreamy.
It is.
Give him two lips.
Anybody listening, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and if you're listening to that music, you understand that the Sandman. We've obviously got a sleep theme coming up. We may even have a My Pillow announcement,
uh-oh,
but I'm not ready to make it yet. I've got three other very important announcements. If you're listening now, and the way you'll know you're listening is if you can hear me say this, that means you're listening. A couple of big announcements. If you don't know this, every week we send out an amazing newsletter. It doesn't cost you a penny,
right,
and it has photographs, links to every show we did the week with the description in case you say, you know what, when did they have that show on, whatever. It's all there, yeah, teed up for you.
Yep.
You have to go to ericmetaxas.com, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. Trust me, it's phenomenal when you get it. It's just all kinds of stuff we couldn't possibly communicate to you in any other way. This is just the best way for you to get it. So go to ericmetaxas.com. Also, I'm starting to post stuff on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you will see a lot of cool pictures.
Wow.
I post pictures, yeah.
That's great.
And obviously I'm already on Twitter and on Facebook if you don't follow me there. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Do it.
Okay. Now, we've got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandman theme. My daughter, by the way, she heard that song. She'd never heard it before. And she said, "What's? I love that. I was like, yeah, that was, you know, back in the 40s when your grandparents were young.
Yeah.
But it just reminds me of Mike Lindell and My Pillow. And the other big announcement we have to make on this program, okay, every time I see a commercial with Mike Lindell,
yes,
doing his thing, there's always a code on TV when people watch it.
Yeah.
And I want to tell everybody watching, hey, don't use that code.
Don't.
Use our code,
yes,
either Eric or Metaxas, and then you get our discount. Because everything you buy,
mm-hmm,
from MyPillow.com, whether it's the pet pillow,
that's right,
whether it's the body pillow, which you and Ann have, and that's between you and your wife and
it
your
is.
God. Okay,
private.
It's none of my
okay.
business.
TMI.
But the body pillow, the other pillows, the Giza sheets.
The mattress
love topper.
It. Love it.
That
really.
Mattress topper has changed my life.
I know it has.
I sleep through everything. I'm not eating. I'm not doing anything.
You're sleeping now.
No, it's just incredible. And I just want to say, everything you buy at MyPillow.com, folks, tell your friends, use Eric or Metaxas. That's the code you want to
yes.
use. All that stuff you see on TV, that money's going directly into the pockets of Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I'm telling you,
That might not be true, but what if it were? What if it were?
It could
be, right?
The point
is, I can tell you for a fact that if you put in Eric or Metaxas, you get our discount. It's a safe discount. It's the best discount, by the way. You can't do better. You get like 50% on some stuff, 40% on another. I mean, it's huge. But that's everything you buy from MyPillow.com. Please tell your friends to use the Eric code or the Metaxas code, either one. And listen, when you use it, you're actually helping us with the program because Mike Lindell is the biggest sponsor of this program,
right?
So I want, you know, Mike's amazing. You know that they put scripture verses when they mail you like pillows?
Right.
I was like in the bottom of the box, hey, what's this? A scripture verse? That guy's living out his faith. He's not afraid, okay?
Yeah.
He's not afraid of crack dealers. He's not afraid of sharing his faith. This guy has lived an amazing life.
Yes.
He lives his faith out like nobody. I mean, it's the stuff he's doing, it's incredible. So anyway, just want to tell you, if you buy anything from MyPillow.com, and why wouldn't you? I mean, come on. You want to sleep, don't you? A lot of people sleep nowadays. If you sleep, if you're the person that sleeps every night.
If you don't try it, you
try sleeping every night.
Right?
You'll feel, it's much healthier. Your body heals itself. But if you want to sleep well, you got to go to MyPillow.com. Huge discounts only if you put in Eric or Metaxas. Cue Sandman theme.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum 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 bum.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.